daring rescue from the South Pole.
Everyone was thoroughly excited to see those planes come in over the horizon.
And a former senator hopes to clear up some questions from the Vietnam War.
I've never asserted that I was a hero in the war.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Cammie McCormick. It was a daring mission of mercy. An ailing American doctor airlifted from the South Pole has now arrived in Chile.
I feel fine.
Dr. Ronald Chemensky's rescue is one of the riskiest ever by a small plane. The pilots braved temperatures of 65 degrees below zero. There was a lot of relief when they landed in Punta Arenas a few hours ago. Jack Renaud of CBS News was there.
They immediately walked across the tarmac and greeted him very warmly and just made sure that he was as comfortable as he could be. He'll come home probably this weekend. He'll overnight here in Punta Arenas. And it was all systems go. It was a clockwork operation.
Chemensky suffers from a gallbladder ailment. Protesters in Puerto Rico are vowing they'll do what they can to stop naval exercises this weekend on the island of Vieques. A federal judge in Washington today refused to halt the drills. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lamadakis has some details.
Judge Gladys Kessler rejected pleas from Puerto Rico's lawyers to halt the Navy's bombing exercises. She said such a short set of exercises lasting up to 7 days will not cause irreparable harm to island residents. But the judge called on the Navy to keep its, quote, implied promise to study whether the noise causes health effects, especially heart problems, which Puerto Rico alleges.
Opponents have taken out newspaper ads calling the military exercises a violation of human rights. Now this.
Drivers face many distractions in the car. Don't let your wireless phone be one of them. Before using your wireless phone while driving, ask yourself, will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? Also, use your phone's hands-free option. Remember, state laws prohibit distracted driving. The wireless phone industry reminds you to drive safely. Safety, your most important call. Visit www.driveresponsibly.org.
Vacations. They didn't always bring you peace, but at least you had peace of mind, knowing your car, family, and the home you left behind were all protected by State Farm. And now that you're older, we can offer you even more peace of mind with State Farm's deferred annuities, which offer you a choice of options and benefits, like a guaranteed monthly retirement income from a company recognized for financial strength. So call your State Farm agent today.
Former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerrey relied on his wife for help in answering a reporter's question today.
Are you ruling out a run in 2004 for president?
Sweetheart, are we ruling out a... Yes.
Kerrey called the news conference to explain his admission that his Navy SEAL squad killed Vietnamese women and children 32 years ago. Kerrey says they were responding to fire in their direction.
I feel guilty because of what happened. Not because of what we intended to do.
Kerrey says he isn't considering giving up the Bronze Star he received, but the Pentagon will not rule out a possible investigation. The American crew of that U.S. spy plane apparently was not able to destroy all of the sensitive information on board.
It wasn't perfect, but we feel they did the best job that they could.
Pentagon spokesman Craig Quigley today. How much information did Chinese authorities have access to?
I hesitate to characterize it yet because it is still very much a work in progress.
The crew is attempting to destroy with an axe sensitive equipment on the plane, but the Chinese may have been able to reassemble some of it. The House today approved a bill that makes it a federal crime to harm a fetus. But the legislation is sparking furious debate over its true intent. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill.
The bill would make it a federal crime to harm a fetus during a violent act. That's only right, says Ohio Republican Steve Chabot.
Congress will ensure that violent criminals who commit violent acts against pregnant women are justly punished for injuring or killing those unborn children.
But opponents, including New York Democrat Louise Slaughter, say this is really a backdoor way to attack abortion rights by trying to define a fetus as a legal person from the moment of conception.
Don't be fooled. This is an anti-choice bill disguised as a crime bill.
This bill passed the House before, only to die in the Senate, a fate likely to be repeated. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Hold on to your wallet. Gasoline futures have soared to the highest level since the Gulf War. Analysts blame tight supplies in the upcoming summer driving season. California state lawmakers dealing with a power crisis have introduced a bill that could mean prison time for energy suppliers who manipulate prices. It would also offer rewards for whistleblowers. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The older I get, the more I value exercise. But an overactive bladder does make it more difficult, so I take two precautions. Wear an absorbent product and always apply Carlesta. Carlesta is the one skin cream made just for adults. It prevents me from getting an irritating skin rash, and then I don't worry.
You jog by here every day like clockwork, Mary.
Morning, George.
Carlesta. Don't let the rash caused by incontinence slow you down. Look for Carlesta in the adult incontinence aisle where you shop.
Oh, golly, what's going on here?
You again.
Yeah, your common sense. Hey, where the heck are you going?
To get my oil changed.
You know, we passed three Jiffy Lubes already.
So?
Oh, for the love of Mike, you need certified technicians.
What's the difference?
Well, if you go to Jiffy Lube, you'll see. They meet your car warranty requirements. You get a vacuum, windows washed, fluids checked, and the lube is pretty darn Jiffy.
I'm a changed man.
Yeah, keep your seatbelt on.
More people change their oil with Jiffy Lube Signature Service than anywhere else in America. Change for the better at Jiffy Lube.
The Postmaster General said today that to save money, the Postal Service is considering a number of options, including eliminating Saturday delivery and even cutting back on some service during the week. There are alternative ways to correspond, and if email's not personal enough for you, check out what CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has found.
There's a new web service that will not only read your emails in one of eight different voices, but also show it to you with any one of eight different faces. It's called Facemail, and this is the way it would read this spot.
There's a new web service that will not only read your emails in one of eight different voices, but also show it to you with any one of eight different faces.
The digital person also has a variety of facial expressions to reflect exclamations that email lovers call emoticons. Check it out at www.facemail.com.
Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
The next time some outside expert tells you to mortgage your company for his high-volume printing system, just tell him to get back in his red sports car with the My Other Car is a Yacht bumper sticker and hit the high seas. Look, the era of high-priced, high-volume is over. It's time for RICO technology. 85, even 105 pages per minute. Expandable to over 1,000 and highly affordable. It's high time.
RICO. Dependable. Digital.
Gino Pisano has something to say to arthritis sufferers about Jointritis Arthritis Pain Relief Ointment.
Anybody who's been experiencing arthritis pain knows what I'm talking about. It's an intense ache. To those people, I would say, you've got to try Jointritis. It really does work.
Jointritis All-Natural Pain Relief Ointment with maximum strength menthol and triple skin conditioners, lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin to help prevent skin dryness. Use as directed for temporary relief of minor arthritis pain. Individual results may vary. Available at Walgreens and Osco Save-On.
You gotta be tough in presidential politics, but that's nothing compared to reality TV. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett with a story of which politician Americans believe would be the last survivor.
Bill Clinton in the Australian outback.
If he were on the show Survivor, he would walk away the winner.
The former president easily beat out Ronald Reagan, according to a poll of 1,000 adults. Strategy One VP Jason Boom says Mr. Clinton would be good at this game.
If it was an intellectual-based immunity challenge, Clinton would do extraordinarily well.
8% said George W. Bush would win. He finished just ahead of Richard Nixon. Remember, Survivor's no popularity contest, but...
If we were to ask who'd be voted off first, you'd see Nixon's numbers picking right up there.
Dave Barrett, CBS News.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials finishing 67 points higher at 10,692. The Nasdaq was off 24 points. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, April 26th. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.